4NUE Mobile. 4NUE Mobile.
4NUE, good morning from N5CSA. I'm mobile at Anderson. Just a few minutes before I reach my destination.
NSA, KO4NUE. Good evening, sir. How are you?
So far, you're working on a few chores this morning and Saturday morning chores and wondering what the bright sun and blue skies were they were supposed to have this morning.
At Campobello, and we've got the sun is out, the sky's blue. It's quite pretty this morning.
Look this way, because here in Anderson, it's pretty cloudy. Pretty cloudy. You can see some breaks off to the west, but right here where we're at, pretty cloudy. So, what are you up to this fine morning?
To the range, and I'm going to have a good time on the range today and just enjoy the beautiful weather. Might even grill me a couple of hot dogs.
Got a fun activity planned for today, and sure you'll enjoy all of that. Sure you'll enjoy that better than doing chores.
Roger that. I've been doing chores all week. Today's the day to enjoy.
Oh, pretty smart way to take care of it. Pretty good path to take. Get it done so you can enjoy the weekend. I haven't figured that one out yet. Still working on it.
Got a feeling when you're doing chores, whatever pops up will present itself rather quickly. Some of it good, some of it maybe not good. Just be careful what you try to tear down to rebuild, because that can end up in going on into Sunday chores, too.
Probably the truth. It sure is. I'm using the Gage FT7800 dual band here in the vehicle. I also have a monitor TMR when my battery isn't dead, but the battery's not doing too well right now. So I've got that one off, but not too far from my destination here. Looks like the sun's trying to brighten up a little bit.
Well, I'll let you get on, bud. Radio sounds pretty good. I got a little static in there, but other than that, quite pleasant to listen to. N5CSA, I believe it was, KO4NUE. 73, sir, you have a wonderful day. Be safe.
You have a great day, too. Be safe on the range and enjoy yourself. Take care. N5CSA, mobile clear.
Morning, Chad. So you headed this way? KO4QLG.
KO4NUE, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good so far. Sun's coming out up here, too.
What time you headed out of the house today?
I'm pretty much ready now.
I need to stop by and get some chili and some buns, but I'm going to see if I can swing by and you have time for some coffee.
That sounds good to me. I was actually fixing me a cup when you jumped on the radio. That's why I didn't answer you right away.
Well, I'm going to swing by Ingles, I guess, when I get into town, so it'd be about to take a little bit, but I'll head that way right after that. Over.
Good to me. You got anybody coming with you?
They're all coming in their own vehicles.
Just keep me posted. posted on where you at, and I'll have you a cup of coffee ready.
How's that? I'm on Highway 11 headed toward 25, not far from 25, so I'll see you. I'll see you in about over an hour, I guess. But anyway, talk at you later, bud. KO4NUE, KO4QLG, 73, Chris, I'm clear.
KO4QLG, clear.
4NUE, KE4NID.
KE4NID, go ahead, Mike.
Earlier, but couldn't make it to the radio. Got a silly question. The stickers, the T-Bark sticker, I'm not sure how it works. I don't think I can see well enough to know if something peels off or if it irons on or what.
Roger that. It peels off. There should be a hidden, probably a hidden split line down the center. If not, then just take a, you know, razor blade or something and pick away the backing on it, and it should come right off. If you mess it up, don't worry about it. We got some extras. Just let me know. I'll get it to you.
Put it on my truck window on the back, and I don't know, will it do okay? Because you'd have to put it on the outside.
Yeah, sure it will. And when it falls off, we'll get you another one. Stick it on there.
Wasting money. Okay. Sounds good to me. You doing a field day today?
Me and a couple of fellas are coming up to the range and have some fellowship. You're welcome to come if you'd like. Give me a holler on the cell phone if you want to come. And just have fellowship and spend a little time out on the range. So just want to let you know.
For the invitation, but we're getting ready for the crowd that comes after church tomorrow and that eats all the food up. Everything we can make during the week, we spend it on Sunday trying to feed the family. But I do appreciate the invite.
Okay, bud. Well, I'm going to pick up this other antenna while I'm up here at the camp, and we'll take a look at it next week.
Looks like we're going to have a little rain off and on during the week, which is good. Hate it when we run out of rain. It sure does make things rough when it's dry.
I understand. But you had your morning coffee yet?
Been up since 6.
I woke up around 2:30 and couldn't sleep. So about 3:15, got up and fixed some coffee and then messed up. Got up and started working on classifying all these little electrical components I got. I got stuff stacked around the ham shack. You have to crawl in the thing to try to get them, you know, all these storage containers stacked on top of one another and, you know, trying to organize everything so I know where it is. And I got up this morning with the coffee, and she came in the bedroom. She said, "Honey, where are you?" I said, I'm right here, honey. I said, I'm in the kingdom.
E4NID. Well, you're just going to have to do like I've been doing. I've cleared out 2 of those big boxes under that workbench so far since last week, and going to clear out some more before it's over with, I hope.
It gets to accumulating, you know, and then you think, well, I'm just going to throw that thing away. I better hang on to that, you know. And then 5 or 10 years go by, and then you're going, yeah, I'll hang on that a little bit longer. So I know how all that works. It all adds up. You hate to throw the thing away, but as soon as you do, you need it. That's the way it works for me anyway. But, you know, I get it. You gotta keep the inventory down.
I agree. Well, Chad, I don't want to tie this frequency up. I don't talk on it very often, but I did want to speak to you. I heard you earlier, and hope y'all have a good day communicating, whatever you do. And appreciate all your help. KE4NID.
ID KO4NUE 73. Mike, you have a wonderful day, sir. I'm clear.
Good, this is N4IQ.